its current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Thanksgiving Day is, of course, tomorrow, and people everywhere are buying all the fixings for a big turkey dinner. Last year, current state Scott Pohl gave MSU chef Kurt Kwiatkowski an assignment. You get up on Thanksgiving morning, survey the ingredients you already have in your kitchen, and decide you want to try something different without running to a store for something you didn't buy in advance. He came up with a fantastic recipe for sweet potato French fries. Now, Scott went back to Chef Kurt with the same assignment for this year. Scott Pohl joins us. What did he come up with this time, Scott?
Well, you know that can of jellied cranberry sauce that you buy? You open the can, you splute it onto a plate, slice it up, set it out, and at the end of the day, it's still there. Nobody ate any of it.
Yeah, I've encountered some of that, yes.
Well, Kurt came up with a couple of new uses for cranberry sauce from a can.
And we're going to take about a third of it. That's just going to go into a pan, and we're going to lightly warm it up because we want to break it down. Well, while that's warming up, we're going to start making the rest of the vinaigrette, and we're going to take some, about a third of a cup of Dijon mustard. I'm just going to put it into a mixing bowl. And so this mustard is going to act as an emulsifier. And so when we take the cranberries and the vinegar and the olive oil and vinegar aren't friends. But with the help of Dijon mustard, they become friends. And then we've got a little bit of garlic powder. And we've got our cranberries lightly warmed and then have broken down. And you can kind of just throw it in your refrigerator for a couple minutes just to take that heat off of it and put that into your mixing bowl. And then the apple cider vinegar. And you just start whisking. And then you've got vegetable oil or olive oil, and it's about a quarter cup, and we're just going to drizzle it in as we're whisking. Add a little bit of salt and pepper as needed. I kind of like a little pepper, but now you've got that cranberry flavor, and you've got that little bite of the Dijon and the vinegar, and something that's nice and creamy. It's got a nice color to it. It'll go great on a salad. And that's all it took was, you know, just that. Dressing's ready to go.
All right, I need to try it. I'm picking up a little bit of everything you put in there, you know, and that will be great on a salad.
The cranberry is kind of like the lead character, but I think with the supporting ingredients, you pick those notes up and it kind of tones down that kind of roughness of the cranberry, so I think it'd be very favorable to all.
Now, the amount that you have there, how many people do you think that might serve on their salads?
For me personally, I don't like a lot of dressing, you know, so I'm talking maybe an ounce per salad, but I think that this would easily go for 8 to 10 people with no worries whatsoever.
All right, now you've still got 2/3 of a can of cranberry sauce sitting in front of you. What are we going to do with that?
Well, we still have to honor the relatives and the grandparents that obviously have to have their cranberries sauce. And so I thought what we would do is we'll leave a little bit for them because inevitably like one slice maybe gets done. So we're going to take another third of the can and then we're going to put out that one little third in a couple of slices. And a lot of times people buy the bag of cranberries. It could be frozen, but it could be not. And they're like, oh, we're going to use these. And then they realize or they taste them because they look like a cherry. And you see dried cranberries and dried cherries. So they should taste the same, but it's totally different. And so what we're going to do is take some of these guys and we're just going to kind of chop them up. And we're not talking huge amounts here. But what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to warm them. And we're going to have to kind of cook them down. And we're going to need to break them down. And you can pop one in your mouth if you want, just so you know kind of what you're up against, because you've got something that's rather tart. What we're going to do is we're going to make like this little relish chutney that could be a nice little side accompaniment with your turkey. You know, the classic obviously is the gravy, I get that, but this might add a little punch for some fun to your turkey. Now, I personally like using shallots, and I always have them around the house. If you don't have a shallot, an onion works just as good. Red onion preferred, but again, white onion is just fine. I like having a little bit of a texture to this. So what we're gonna do is julienne, and we're gonna have nice long strips. And shallot's just a little bit of a sweeter, milder onion. We've got our shallot nicely chopped. And then we're going to take a saute pan and get that kind of over some medium heat. And while that's warming up, I'm gonna continue cutting up a couple more cranberries for our little chutney. And so we've got some fun flavors going on, you know, with the cranberry. And to offset it, we're gonna use some sugar. Everybody always has sugar in the cupboard. Now, again, brown sugar preferred. If you don't have brown sugar, you can use white sugar. If you don't have any sugar or not a big fan of sugar, you could easily use like maple syrup. Would be another great alternative, but not everyone always has maple syrup laying around the house. So any of those would work. Even honey could work just as easily. Take a little bit of oil. You know, you want to make sure that that pan gets nice and hot. We want to saute it, we don't want to warm it. We're going to lightly saute those shallots for a couple minutes so that you're starting to cook them down, starting to soften them up. And this will also take the edge off of them, won't make them as harsh. And after we kind of cook them for a couple minutes, we're going to add the cranberries in.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah, it's just starting to bring out those really nice warm flavors. Makes the house always smell really good too. We've got that other third of the can of cranberries. It's going to go in there. We've got a little bit of an aromatic and some ginger. Now, if you don't have fresh ginger, you can use dry. You're going to have to play around with. I like mixing the ginger in with that hot pan and keeping it off the heat because we don't want to burn it. We want to open up those aromatics and let them kind of come out. Now I got them in there. We're going to add some brown sugar. So that's going to be our sweetness to kind of battle the flavor. And we get a zester. And what we're doing is taking the skin off of the orange. And so we're just doing a simple zest, obviously leaving the pith or the white there. But now we're going to add citrus to this. So we've got sweet, tart, and now we're going to add some citrus with some acid to kind of give it a little bit of a balance. Again, low heat. We're going to let it kind of cook down just a little bit. Give it a taste to see where we're at seasoning-wise. That's really pretty cool. You know, just from something that you would normally not eat, but you know, you get the citrus with the orange and the cranberry and the sweetness, and it's just a fun flavor that kind of goes everything together. So now we're gonna have this, and I figure you're gonna wanna try a little bit of this. And
oh yeah.
And again, with that turkey, you know, I think that you got something that's going to have some tartness, but and you've got some really good balance going on. And it's going to be warm, too.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Blow on it a second. Mm-hmm. It's hot, not warm. That is terrific. I can picture that next to my turkey.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, especially with your stuffing and the turkey, and you've got these kind of heavier flavors, and you get something like this that's very bright with the acidity and the sugar and the citrus kind of going on. I think it complements those flavors very, very well. And they're really bright, and I think it kind of livens it up. The color looks great on the plate as well, and it's way better than having the tube of cranberry sauce that, again, very rarely gets eaten anyway.
For the benefit of Morning Edition listeners, I'm going to point out that neither of these recipes, Kurt, includes horseradish.
That is very correct. No horseradish needed whatsoever.
Well, we've made full use of a can of cranberry sauce here. Excellent. Thank you so much, Kurt.
It's my pleasure. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.